Greetings. This is WTIP News from Wilder Smith on the Gunflint. The Smiths have returned to the woods. We enjoyed a pleasant trip to Iowa for a visit and time with our kids. But it sure is great back in the peace and quiet of border country. Oh, that hubbub of our so-called civilized society. Too many cars and too many people. Month 3 has pulled into the station with a week-long layover already. How time flies. And speaking of time flying, we spring forward this weekend to the nonsensical manipulation of our clocks with regard to the sun. It's daylight savings time. When will we ever learn? Our short-lived February is into the books. A reflection of the month, weather-wise, found the Gunflint Trail more like January than what we would have normally been accustomed to. Very cold. Could it be March will be our February? Perhaps our Northland weather sequence might be off by a month. Guess time will tell. We'll talk again after the 31st. In any event, the Ojibwe month of our full crust-on-the-snow moon didn't exactly come in like a lion. Instead, more like a domestic kitten. I'm hoping we'll do some snow catching up before winter takes down the tent. It's always captivating in a return to Wilder Smith following one of our excursions southward, especially with regard to the many critter visitors having passed through the yard. Fresh snow happened during our absence, so there were uncountable tracks headed in infinite directions to contemplate. One's imagination can run wild, wondering about the adventures of whom, when, and what made those impressions in the frosty landscape. I'm betting we missed plenty of untold stories. Our homecoming brings further enjoyment when the local wild receives vibes via the Moccasin Telegraph that the Smiths are home. Having consumed every possible morsel on the feed trough during our leave, all who usually dine here are ravenous with excitement, knowing of the nourishing possibilities. Then, once the goodies are laid out, it's comical to watch the onslaught get underway. Within moments, they are on foot or wing. The scene takes on a natural world look, like we humans on Black Friday. Such enthusiasm. It's a big weekend here on the trail. Sunday will provide two opportunities for wintertime fun. The annual Trout Derby picnic and fishing contest will take place on Gunflint Lake. Entry to the lake can be gained at the West End boat access, with registration between 9 and 11 a.m. One must be registered before drilling that hole, and entries must have the DNR trout stamp on their angling license. The contest entry fee is $10 for sponsoring Ridge Riders Snowmobile Club members and $20 for non-members. All fish must be weighed in for posting by 1 p.m. The usual cookout will proceed throughout the day, and there will be raffles and an award ceremony announcing the Derby winners. Should be another great day on the Northwoods ice. Back down the trail on Poplar Lake at Trail Center Lodge, another time of free family fun is in the offing. It's the dog days of winter. Many activities are planned between 11 a.m. and 4 p.m., including a snowman competition, snow sculptures, ski jarring, dog sled derby with 8, 6, and 4 dog kid runs, a bonfire to keep warm, along with hot dogs and marshmallows for roasting, with hot cocoa too. For more details, go to dogdaysofwinter.info or dogdaysofwinter.net. Perhaps one can catch both events. Whatever the choice, there'll be plenty to do. Come on out and up the trail. This is Fred Smith at Wilder Smith on the Gunflint, and that's all for now. Keep on hanging on and savor some Gunflint winter magic.